Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethay. And you know, if you're joining on a have joined us over the past 4 years, you know the slogan for the show. If there's power in numbers, then the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative LLC is a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American-owned solar installation, design, and workforce development training companies to address the effects of higher energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the unemployment and underemployment of young Black men locally and nationally, also to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education in the Black community through Black Talk radio programs such as Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. You know this show is also brought to you every week also by the Black Sports Legends, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative. And you're listening to that initiative right now. We are broadcasting from a Blog Talk Radio. We are streaming over Facebook, Twitter, and Link. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, you know that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, our call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in numbers, because you'll be in our blue room and we want to bring you right on in our living room so we can set you down and have you share in another exciting edition of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, today's show, we don't have any scheduled guests, so I put together some topics that I think that they urgently need to be discussed. And one of these topics is the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced their next deadline for the Rural Energy for America program. The REAP program provides guaranteed loan financing, and grant funding to agriculture producers and rural small businesses to purchase or install renewable energy systems for make energy efficiency improvements. Businesses must be in an area other than a city or town with a population greater than 50,000 inhabitants and the urbanized area of that city or town population cannot be over, as we indicated, 50,000. Agriculture producers must be in rural or non-rural areas. Funds may be used for purchases, installations, and construction of renewable energy systems such as biomass for thermal for electric generation or direct use, hydropower for 30 megawatts projects, hydrogen, small and large wind generation power plants, small and large solar generation power plants, ocean thermal generations. Funds may also be used for the purposes of installation and construction of energy efficiency improvements such as high energy heating, ventilation and air conditioning systems, installation, lighting, cooling, refrigeration units, doors and windows, electric, solar, and gravity pumps for sprinkler pivots, switching from diesel to electric irrigation motors, replacement of energy efficient equipment, funds, the thresholds, loan guarantees on loans up to 75% of the total eligible project costs, grants for up to 25% of the eligible project costs, continued grant and loan guarantees funding up to 75% of the total eligibility costs, loan guarantee terms, 5,000 minimum loan amount, 25 million maximum loan amount, up to 85% loan guarantee, rates and terms negotiated with the lender and subject to USD approval, maximum terms 30 years for real estate, maximum terms 15 years on machinery and equipment, maximum terms 7 years for capital loans, maximum terms of 30 years for combined real estate and equipment loans. Grant terms, renewable energy systems, $2,500 minimum, $500,000 maximum. Energy efficiency grants, minimum $1,500, maximum $250,000 maximum. General program requirements, agriculture's producers with at least 50% of gross income coming from agriculture operators and small businesses is eligible for in rural areas are eligible. Tribal corporation, tribal businesses, entities can be considered under the REAP program. Now, we've laid out what the REAP program is, what the loan amounts are, and the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, has announced their next deadline for rural commercial grants. And you will be able to find that information by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com. That's That's positivechangepc.com. Click on the news and events tab, and you will see under our news and events blog, the very first title will there is a blue link that says read more. You simply click on that blue link and it will give you this information. Now, this is USDA has announced their next deadline for rural commercial REAP grant applications, which is March 31st of 2021. I hope you realize that we are in a new year. Some key changes have been made to how the program will run and how projects will be scored this year. You're invited to a short Zoom webinar that will discuss these changes. The webinar will also cover the basics of what the USDA REAP grant is and how it can help fund renewable energy projects for any eligible rural small business, not just farms. Well, we'll discuss eligibility, how the application process fits into your project schedule, and how LightShed Consulting helps their applicants achieve the maximum score on an application. You'll come away with a clear, simple understanding of how to make use of this program. REAP Rural Energy Grants Quick Webinar is scheduled. Now, this is scheduled for tomorrow at 2 p.m., okay? Now, you'll be able to click on the link on our website, and it will take you to a registration form, which you will be able to register for the webinar for tomorrow. And after you fill out the information, you simply click on that, and it will provide you with a link for the webinar for tomorrow. And we hope that you will definitely take advantage of this opportunity for our listening audience. That's what we're about here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America, is to bring you news that you can definitely use on this platform. Now, we're going to jump right on into looking at a series of other programs that we're going to be discussing and in our next segment of our show, and that is the stimulus deal includes an array of provisions to fight climate change. And you'll also be able to find that information by logging on to our website at positivechangepc.com, at positivechangepc.com. All you'll have to do is simply scroll down till you come to that particular article, and it'll say, stimulus deal includes a rate of provisions to fight climate change. Click on, once again, the blue Read More link, and that particular article will open up, and it will provide you with information. Now, the authors are Sarah Kaplan and Dino Brandon, who wrote this very informative article, and it was published in the Washington Post newspaper. One thing that we go out of our way to do here on this platform, Solar Now and the Future, is to provide the sources and to those journalists and those writers and these newspaper articles who publish this information that we gather through our blog, so we don't have issues with folks trying to say that we're trying to use something and for a benefit, because we don't make a dime. We have no commercial advertising on our website. And if you've been to our website, it's not that we would not like to do that. It's just that the racism in this solar and renewable energy is just as intense and deep as what is going on here today, here in our nation's capital, downtown Washington, D.C., where we have COVID-45, who has lost an election to Biden, and he has called out his followers who don't understand the difference between what one man says and what data and information says. It's very clear there were no improprieties or in this vote count in the states that COVID 45, who is known as Donald Trump, who is the sitting president for a very few days left in his so-called administration, a person who has never wanted the job and has bundled handling this plandemic, as I said, this plandemic, which we know as the pandemic, which has taken over 350,000 American citizens' lives. He asked the question 4 years ago and said this to Black America, what do you have to lose? Well, we know what we have to lose now, loved ones. And this is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious business when you have the U.S. Congress to go through the procedure where they have to vote to validate the electoral votes so that the Biden administration can be on schedule and on point with bringing his administration in to try to clean up the mess created by the Republican administration, where you got 13 senators who are talking about simply, we don't believe that Trump lost. Well, hell, according to the data, he lost by 8 million votes. Now, all of these states have jumped through the hoops. The courts have handled all of the challenges put forth by his administration. But yet, Mayor Bowser has had to put all the police departments on alert, call in the National Guard to deal with all of this madness going on downtown Washington, D.C. And if you are a D.C. resident, you are helping to pay for the security and the overtime for these officers to entertain, let's make it plain, this bullshit. So we are here today to connect the dots about what is going on with things that are happening right before our very eyes here on this platform, Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a small pause for the cause, and we'll be right back here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America.
Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And I'm your host, Ronald Bethea. And you know, if you join us on a regular basis, you know the call-in number for this show is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number, because you will be in our green room, our waiting room, and we want to bring you right on into our living room. Now, as I was indicating, there has been a recent article published in the Washington Post newspaper entitled "Stimulus Deal Includes a Raft of Provisions to Fight Climate Change." Now, this article, as I indicated, was done by Sarah Kaplan and Dino Grandino. And it was published on 12/21 of 20, which was, we can say, last year. And one of the biggest victories for the U.S. climate action is in a decade, Congress has moved to phase out a class of potent planet-warming chemicals and provide billions of dollars for renewable energy in an effort to suck carbon from the atmosphere as a part of a $900 billion corona relief package. Now, this is in the corona relief package, ladies and gentlemen. The legislation, which Congress approved moments before midnight Monday, wraps together several bills with bipartisan backing and support from an unusual coalition of environmentalists and industry groups. It will cut the use of hydrofluoride carbons, HFCs, chemicals used in air conditioners and refrigerators that are hundreds of times worse for the climate than carbon dioxide. It authorizes a sweeping set of new renewable energy measures, including tax credit extensions and new research and development programs for solar, wind, and energy storage, funding for energy efficiency project upgrades and to the electrical grid, and new commitments for research on moving carbon from the atmosphere. And it is reauthorizes an Environmental Protection Agency platform to curb emissions from diesel engines. The legislation also includes key languages on the sense Congress that the Energy Department must prioritize funding research to power the U.S. by 100% clean renewables are zero emissions energy sources, a rare declaration that the nation should be striving toward net zero carbon emissions. This is perhaps the most significant climate legislation Congress has ever passed, said Grant Carlisle, a senior policy advisor for the Natural Resources Defense Council. The HFC measure, which empowers the EPA to cut the production and use of HFCs by 85% over the next 15 years, is expected to save as much as a half a degree Celsius of warming by the end of the century. Scientists say the world needs to the constraints to increase the average global temperature to less than 2 degrees Celsius compared with pre-industrial times to avoid catastrophic, irreversible damage to the planet. Some places around the globe are already experiencing an average temperatures that rise beyond the thermostat. Advocates say the $35 billion of new funding for renewable energy and energy efficiency for legislation will help reduce pollution that is driving global warming and provide such needed boost to federal energy programs that haven't been updated since 2007. How the Empire State Building cut its energy use by 40%. It doesn't have regulations or mandates. It says Sarah Marker, Director of Energy Project for the Bipartisan Public Policy Center, said of the energy package, but from the bottom up, it's advancing the technology that is needed. Definitely a bill that creates an enabling condition for decarbonization. Support among lawmakers for the package suggests that the tax incentives and research funding will be a rare area of common ground between the two parties that have been divided over climate change. Despite President Trump's numerous efforts to roll back climate regulation, leading Republicans backed the package, which has been a top priority for Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska for years. Senator John Barros, chair of the Senate Environmental and Public Works Committee, and said in his statement Monday, Senator R. Carper, Democrat from Delaware and allies of the president-elect Joe Biden and co-sponsors of the HFC provision, called it a watershed moment that bodies well for lawmakers interested in working on the incoming administration on climate change. The debate on whether climate change is real is over. It's real. It's not getting better, Carpenter said in a recent interview. Our Republican colleagues, they get it for the most part. The agreement comes on the heels of a major United States nation's climate report, which found that the nation's currently plans to reduce greenhouse gases are just one-fifth of what is needed to avoid catastrophic global warming. The leaders are investing heavily in green infrastructure and renewable energy as part of the coronavirus stimulus spending. Okay. Let me grab where I was. All right. It is the leaders that invest heavily in the infrastructure and renewable energy as part of the corona stimulus spending. The world could trim as much as 25% of the expected 2030 emissions. The UN report said Democrats and the environment group said that legislation is not quite the sweeping green stimulus that's needed, though it meets Biden's call for an extended tax incentives for solar and wind generation to provide more money for clean energy research. It falls short of his request for aggressive subsidies for electrical vehicles and renewable requirements that utilities eliminate their contributions to global warming by year 2035. It also includes provisions for earlier versions of the bill that would have set voluntary standards for energy efficiency buildings, something that could significantly curb emissions to cities. Let's be clear. Are these provisions enough to meet the demands of science? No, said Senator Minority Leader Charles E. Schumer, a Democrat from New York, but they are significantly steps in the right directions. Yes, the HFF rules laid the groundwork for the United States to sign on to the Kilima Amendment, an international agreement with which more than 100 nations committed to replace their chemicals with refrigerants that have a similar climate impact. Signed the final days of the Obama administration, the treaty was never submitted by Trump for ratification to the Senate. By voting to curb the climate, Congress has ease the path for the approval of Biden to take office include the emergency package for roughly $4 billion for solar, wind, hydropower, geothermal research and development, $1.7 trillion to help low-income families install renewable energy resources for homes, $1.7 billion to help low-income families install renewable energy for homes, $2.6 billion for energy departments, sustainable transmission programs, and $500 million for research for reducing industrial emissions. It also authorizes $2.9 billion for advanced research for agency energy programs that fund high-risk, high-reward research that the Trump has sought to eliminate times. The increased funding is expected to take emerging clean energy technology cheaper and more widespread. This is especially significant for on ideas that have proven to be efficient but are struggling to make jump to commercial viability. This is an opportunity to not only make significant advances in climate action and reducing HFCs, but to help mainstream leadership to the U.S. technology and our competitiveness in the global market, said Marty Durbin, the energy lobby at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the largest corporation lobbying group in Washington. In a boom bond for renewable energy companies, Congress extended the tax credits for wind, solar, and introduced a new tax credit for offshore wind projects, which Heather Zinkel, chief executive of the American Clean Power Association, called America's largest untapped clean energy resource. One Department of Energy analyst suggests that developing this 4% of the total U.S. offshore wind capacity could power more than 25 million homes and reduce the nation's greenhouse emission gases by almost 2%. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read to you an article that I think needs to be read and discussed in the African American community. I don't think that you will hear this information coming from any other source. With billions of dollars on the line, the question is, where is the Green Economic Development Plan for Black America? The only group calling for that is the National Association of Blacks in Solar. And if you will go to our website at positivechangepc.com, you will find that information is made available there, where we're asking that the Biden administration invest 35% of the $1.7 trillion his administration says it plans to spend over his first 4 years. I just read to you what is supposed to be out here for our community. The fact of the matter is, we have less out of 9,000 solar installation and design companies, workforce development training, and installation companies doing business in the United States of America. We have less than 30 African-American owned and run firms. That is a tragedy, ladies and gentlemen. Yours truly has put out a press release, which we're trying to get a number of our mainstream media sources to look at the national survey that we've sent out to our African-American solar installation design, workforce development, and installation and design companies to respond to, so that we will be able to gather this data and take this information to Mr. Donald McGeechan, who is the minority whip for the Congressional Black Caucus on Environment and Sustainability, and have congressional hearings on these issues of where is the plan for the economic development in our HBCUs, our black churches, our black banks, our black property owners, whether they be residential and commercial, by utilizing the property assessment clean energy program known as PACE and the REAP program, which we just broke down who will qualify for what. These are moving parts, ladies and gentlemen. They are moving very, very, very quickly. And we are our thumb on the bum, trying to blow this information up and out and get it out to our community so that we will be demanding investment in all of this new infrastructure and this new green economy that's being created, and everybody will benefit from it other than our community, and we're the ones who suffer from the fallout from the fossil fuels with asthma and the health disparities that have come from these power, coal, and oil burning plants to generate electricity. But it seems to be, as I beat this drum every week, I call in the shows and I'm told the black community really is not buying this issue around energy. Well, everything starts with it and it ends with it. The reason why we are who are very conscious of our heritage, and as we would say, Afrocentric, don't get it and don't realize the number one reason why the continent and the continent of Africa and the nations who African nations don't have the grid, they don't have the power producing energy capacity to go into manufacturing. And if you don't have that structure, then you cannot industrialize and capitalize on taking those raw materials and those raw minerals, which are so affluent in our African nations on the continent, and converting them into products that can be used in their marketplaces. Ladies and gentlemen, from cobalt that's used in these cell phones to everything else that's coming from the Congo. Every industrialized nation is on the continent going after these resources, prohibiting the technologies to be even given or exposed to the African governments so that they will be able to get into the building renewable energy systems to meet their energy demands. As I said, everything starts with energy and everything ends with energy. And on that, ladies and gentlemen, we want to, as we often say here on this platform, look at taking a pause for the cause here on Solar Now and the Future with this economic impact on Black America. And we're going to do that very, very shortly. We're going to take a short music interlude, and we'll be right back here on Solar Now and the Future.
Someone singing, I can just sing it. Life is a song worth singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, back to the airways of Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact on Black America. And we just shared with you an article which we felt was a very, very interesting article. But we always have to remind our listening audience who brings you this show every week. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been following this show over the years, you know the slogan for this show: if there's power in numbers and the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, captures that power for your financial benefit. The Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, LLC, that sponsors this show every week, it serves as a blueprint for economic self-reliance for solar and renewable energy companies, both large and small, along with increasing market share for African-American solar installation, design, and workforce development companies to address the effects of high energy costs at our historically Black colleges and universities, to utilize Black-owned farmlands and HBCU campuses to develop capacity and initiatives for solar installation projects to bring down the underemployment of young Black men and women locally and nationally, also to educate the Black community locally and nationally about the economic impacts of climate change and the need for environmental education to the black community through Black Talk Radio programs such as Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. This show is also brought to you every week by the Black Sports Legends Foundation, BSLF HBCU Solar Radio Talk Show Initiative, which you're listening to through the blog on the Blog Talk platform over the World Wide Web. We are streaming via Facebook, Twitter, and Link. So we have tried to increase the ways that we can disseminate this information to our listening audience here on this platform, Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Now, as I indicated to you, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to switch gears, and we're getting ready to do that right now as we look at Black billionaire Robert Smith launches a school based on HBCU principles. Now, this sort of switches gears a little, but we have to engage with the movers and shakers of this world who have the attention of corporate America. And if anybody's got the attention of corporate America, is Robert Smith, who is a very, very dear friend of mine, Dr. Gary Harris, who recently passed, who was head of the School of Engineering, served as head of the School of Engineering at Howard University here in Washington, D.C., as well as looking at, he was the dean of the charter, graduate school here at Howard University for a number of years also. Now, you'll be able to find this particular article, Black Billionaire Robert Smith Launches School Based on HBCU Principles. You'll find that under our News and Events tab, under our blog, and this particular article, it was published on January 4th, 2021 by HBCU Connect. The author is Will Moss. Now, a new high school in the Sobella neighborhood of Denver, Colorado, is the creation of Denver native and East High School graduate Robert Smith. Robert F. Smith STEM Academy will embrace science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. It's founded on the principles of historically Black colleges and universities. When I think about what it took to create the STEM Academy, it occurs to me it wasn't actually about starting a school. It was about building a village, Smith said. The school principal and HBCU graduate, Shaka Abney Wisdom, hope students will experience the same sense of community when she felt seatbelt at Florida A&M University. From the time I was a pre-kindergarten graduate in graduate, I went to a predominantly white institution. But stepping on the campuses of Florida A&M, I felt like I belonged. Just seeing students who look like me, professors who look like me, it's something that's difficult to articulate if you haven't experienced it. But just to have the sense of community and family, said Abney Wisdom. According to the Denver Public Schools, the STEM Academy is grounded in three central components: Blackness, inclusion, and interdisciplinary focus. You will be able to, once again, find this article. The high school experience will honor students, historically, individuals, and cultural experiences. We get excited about places where we belong when we feel that we matter in the space, and what we're bringing is valuable. We show up as our full selves. That's the piece for me that's so important. It shows up in engagement, course, performance, said Albany Wilson. She says the sense of the community and belonging can make all of the difference in a student's school experience. The HBCUs offer all of us. Students, regardless of race, have a chance to develop their skills, according to the DPS. Students of color feel more at home to perform better in school where they feel supported and safe. Black representation is missing from the classroom in many workplaces. The demographics of people who make up the majority of the STEM professions are not VCUs, are the number one producer of black professionals in the STEM fields. The hope is that the access piece would give students the opportunity to test out to see that they will be engineers, research scientists, said Albany. Robert Smith STEM Academy will begin enrolling its founding class in 2021 year. Rising ninth graders can enroll in the school of choice in round one, which will begin in January of 2021. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you live in the Denver market area and you live in, you're a resident of Denver, Colorado, you want to check out this new charter school that Mr. Smith has invested in to get up and running. And I know that a brother, Kaleem, who has an organization called STEM for US, has been trying to raise billions of dollars to get more of our young African-American youth involved in STEM education by funding STEM programs here in the DMV market area and nationally. So there are people in this arena that are out here that have been on the ground working, doing the work, getting this information and trying to create these opportunities. But if this information is not disseminated to our black community through Black Talk Radio and Black Talk Media, it's all for naught. So I don't have to say STEM education. The people who are not buried, have their head buried in the ground, but getting our young people involved in these programs in these trying times where you have homeschooling, where kids can't go to school, it's more than a challenge, ladies and gentlemen, because just dealing with the basics can be very, very challenging when you have grandparents who are trying to look out for their grandkids with this homeschooling process while their parents are working. We are dealing with a lot of issues at the present time that a lot of people don't want to acknowledge, but they're real. But I know that many of you who follow us here on this platform realizes that we here at the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative try to bring you news that you can definitely use. Now, we're going to take another slight pause for the cause, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to take the last 6 or 7 minutes of this show, and we're going to talk about Maryland lawmakers to introduce a $577 million bill to settle the federal HBCU discrimination law, which was brought by Dr. Earl Richardson, who was the former provost at my alma mater, Morgan State University, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, on East Cold Spring Lane, if you don't know where Morgan State University is located. Dr. Richardson was one of the leading components of this lawsuit that was launched years ago, and the state of Maryland has still been playing games with how they want to basically come up with the money. That's the bottom line. So we're going to take a slight pause for the cause here on Solar Now and the Future with its economic impact, and we'll be right back here as we take another short break.
Someone singing, I can just sing it. Life is a song worth singing, why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand, use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan.
Impact on Black America, and I'm your host, Ronald Bethay, and you know if you join us on a regular basis, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Once again, that call-in number is 646-668-2948. Please remember to press 1 on your phone pad after dialing the call-in number, because you'll be in our green room, and we want to bring you right on into the living room. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we were before we took that small break, we were talking about Maryland lawmakers to introduce a $577 million bill to settle federal HBCU discrimination lawsuit. Now, this lawsuit was brought some time back. A bill designed, and this particular article was written by Jarrett Carter Sr. It was written on December 11th of 2020, which was last month, and it appeared in the HBCU Digest. So, as I indicated, we are always giving the credits where the credits due. A bill to designed to settle a landmark discrimination lawsuit between the state of Maryland and the stakeholders of its four public historically black institutions will be introduced into the legislature in early 2021. Maryland Master's report on the plans to bring an settlement to a 15-year federal complaint that the state willfully duplicated programs housed at Bowie State, Coppin State University, Morgan State University, and the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, creating an unconstitutional system to separate but unequal higher education based upon race, and costing HBCUs millions in funding for academic and campus expansions. Listen to House Speaker Adrian Jones discuss the state's HBCU lawsuit. The bill, which passed both houses, and there's a link there. So it goes into a live link on the website. You can listen to a webcast with the representative there speaking to these issues. Okay? So the bill, which passed both houses with all but two delegates voted in March, was the first legislative pact on its kind in U.S. history, aimed at resolving generation discrimination against public HBCUs. Well, $577 million, damn sure won't get it. But this is what the state of Maryland, with as much money as they got, claim that they have. But then Hogan comes up and says, well, because of the pandemic, we don't have no money. Well, you got money for whatever the hell you want to have money for. In May, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan vetoed the bill. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying, citing economic duress associated with the recovery from global corona pandemic. Senator Charles Sinor III, a lead advocate for the HBCU and author of the original HBCU settlement legislation while serving as a member of the House delegate in 2018, told Maryland Matters, the pandemic illustrates just how urgent the need for HBCU support as a remedy for long-standing harm and discrimination. Ladies and gentlemen, you will find this information here on this platform, solely now in the future, with its economic impact on Black America, and for 60 minutes. We brought you news that I know you can use. So welcome to Solar Now and the Future in the year 2021 and the new year. We definitely feel that we brought news that you can definitely use here on this show today. And you need to pass the word, because we need your support. And we have a GoFundMe link, and we're going to be doing some things in this year that's going to turn a lot of heads. So with this platform and your truly, my commitment as the president of the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative and serving as the president of the National Association of Blacks in Solar, we're going to cover some grounds and get some things done that we'll not believe we'll be able to get done with no sponsors and no resources. But that don't mean that we can't get it done, because if you put your mind to it, ain't nothing to it but to do it. And that's what we do here at the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative. We get it done. So ladies and gentlemen, till next week, we hope that we brought you news that you can use. And until next week, we don't want you to meet us here. We want you to beat us here. As we say, go in peace. As we close another exciting edition of Solar Now in the Future with its economic impact on Black America. Thank you.
palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your life. Life is a song worth singing. I got you. Sing it.